We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Marchikev Se'ilo Mene'ir, Esrim V'chomeish Amo. It says in our Mishnah that around the city you have to have open properties. The property should be open because that's nice. You shouldn't have things or trees or plants right around the city. You should have a little buffer zone that's empty around the city. So therefore, you plant the Elon, you plant it 25 amos away from the city. That's a boxer tree and a sycamore tree. Those trees have huge leaves and huge branches. They go 50 amos away. Any Elon Tzrak should also be 50 amos away. Elon Tzrak is a tree that doesn't produce any fruit, and it's a gnai for the city, and therefore you keep that also away 50 amos from the city.
It has to do with the
prettiness of the city. That's what it's for. So regular tree 25 amos, and Chorav and Shikma is 50 amos, and Abishol says Elon Tzrak is also 50 amos. Vima ir kodma. If the city was, now in the case where you planted it illegally, so if the city was first, koitzis ve'enes dom, you cut down the tree, you don't pay him. He should not plant that tree. If Elon cut them, Elon's first, you still koitzis because it's not nice for the city. But ve'enes dom, koitzis ve'enes dom. Sofik, zekodom, v'sefik zekodom. We're not sure which one's first, the tree or the city. Koitzis, you cut it down, because either way you cut it down, ve'enes dom, but you don't have to pay because that's mitzvah v'chmer al-varai. We're not sure if the city has to pay because maybe the city was first. But either way, we said even if the Elon's first, you just cut it down and give money. So, and we'll see in the Gemara, this is different than by a bar and the Elon. Where there, the halacha is, if someone plants a tree next to someone's bar, so the halacha is, if the bar was first, so then you make them cut down the tree and you pay him. If the Elon was first, you don't have to cut it down at all. But here it's different. We'll see why this is different. We'll see in the Gemara. So, the Gemara, the first part of the Mishnah says that Machikim is the Elon in the ear, Chavishim Ava. You Machik the Elon from the city, 50 amos, my time. What's the reason? Because of the city's, it should look nice, that should have around the city a buffer zone, and therefore you're not allowed to plant within 25 amos or 50 amos of the city. Freit the Gemara, v'tepik lei, the eisen soda migrosh, lo migrosh soda, which is the Gemara's kasha is, that's a Mishnah in the last parak of Erechin, it says, that by the Oriel Avim, that there's a migrosh around 1,000 amos, and in those 1,000 amos, you're not allowed to plant anything. You're not allowed to plant anything. So we thought, stai planting or trees, you can't put within 1,000 amos. So why don't we learn out from there? What do we need a din of this din of Chikir Amos, which is only 25 amos? Typically, as a din, that the migrosh here, the border around the city, not just a plant on it. It's more like Tzricha or Rabbi Eliezer. The Oma Oysen Soda Migrosh or Migrosh Soda. Rabbi Eliezer holds that din of Migrosh is Dafka by Ariel Avim, not Ariel Israel. It says in the Pasuk, by Ariel Avim, you have to leave this buffer, but Dafka Ariel Avim, but not by Ariel Israel. And Stamazai, this whole Mishnah, Pastor, is only discussing Eretz Yisrael. It's Mashmah Rashi, Teferis Eretz Yisrael. This whole din of leaving space al Tznoya Eir, that's only Eretz Yisrael. So Mar's Kash was, Eretz Yisrael, there's a din Migrosh in Eretz Yisrael. And think about Rabbi Eliezer, there's no din Migrosh in Eretz Yisrael. It's only by Ariel Avim, not by Ariel Yisrael. Only by the Levium cities. There were cities for the Levium, the 48 cities for Levium. So that's where there's a din of a Migrosh. Zokti Gemara, let's read inside. Let's read inside. Migrosh Soda. That's not a problem by regular cities. And Hacha and our Mishnah, from Noya Eir, Lo Yavdirim. Because in Noya Eir, you have to be marked 25 amos. Freit Gemara, Rabban Nami, the Amri, ain't oisin soda migrosh, v'loimagur soda, not Freit Gemara. Gemara says, you could also say, l'fil Rabbanon, that even though Rabban hold, that even in regular cities, in Eretz Yisrael, you now let him make a soda migrosh, loim migrosh soda, hanemili zra. That's only zra'im, which means you plant vegetables, or you plant flowers. Not dafka, zra'im doesn't mean flowers, it means vegetables, or wheat, or barley, only zra'im. That's not nice. Aval ilonois, but trees avdinon. V'halcham shemnoye ir loy avdinon, which was like this. Even the Rabbanon hold that every city needs 1,000 amah buffer zone of empty space. That's only for zron, which means anything that's planted, like vegetables or wheat, barley, tvua, that you can't use those properties then. People like going out to hang out, make a picnic. They can't do that on Zrum. But Ilonos, Fakeret, are better. You have shade, and Ilonos are more spread out. So that's fine. That's fine. And our Mishnah still says, even though we're going to Rabbanon, you still, and the Rabbanon hold that Ilonos is different than Zrum, or let's say if you're a blessed, the Sam is no problem, still 25 amos, you got to be marked. Because there got to be a little space in between the city and the thing. That much you do have to have. That's what he's saying. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That much you have to have no ear. Now, the Gemara says, how do we know the Shani ben Zerom Lilonis? We're saying the Chilk is Zerom Lilonis. And even if you're up on hold, they need a big rush by Stami Yorois. They need a big rush by Stami Yorois. Still, we're saying that Zerom can't be planted in those 1,000 Amis, but Ilonis can be planted. What do you see a Chilk between Zerom and Ilonis? The Tanya learned in a Brisa. This Brisa is Mesechus Erevin and Zagea Lochus of Erevin. The halacha is that if you have a property that has a fence around it, is it so simple you'll have to carry? And the answer is no. If it's bigger than the shear of Beis Asayim, which comes out to like 70 amis by 70 amis, if it's bigger than that, the only thing you'll have to carry in it is Hukka Fadiru. If it's not Hukka Fadiru, you can't carry in it. If it's not made, the fence, the enclosure is not for Fadiru purposes, you can't carry in it. But if it's less than Beis Asayim, you could. Now, if you have this Karfif that was bigger than Beis Asayim, but it was usable for Dira. And then you put something in there that makes it not usable for Dira anymore, then you can't carry it anymore. Because you made it not usable for Dira anymore. So it says over here, right, either have inside it the karfif. So that's the question. The walls around the city usually hook of a deer. That's where you're allowed to carry it. But if it has a karfif in it, that's you shouldn't be able to carry it because the karfif now is a place where you can't carry it. That's open to other places. So the Mishbrua talks about in the Bir Halacha, he brings down a sefer Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel that's makel in a city to have a karfif in a city area. But it's a very shver Dvar Shmuel, and therefore a lot of people don't carry a city area because of a karfif. So that's a very good reason. There's around 12 different reasons why people don't carry in a city area. That's one of them. So now you're not 11 to go. So therefore, that's one of the reasons. It's not stam a chumra. People don't carry in a city area. It's not stam like, you know, some like a chumra balma. It's a real thing. It's based on real halachas. Anyway, back to our Gemara, we're not learning Erevin. Menot Tehmer Deshani Ben Zerom Lilonis. Who says that the difference is Zerom and Lilonis? The time of the Brisa, Karfif Yeretz Beis Asayim, you have a Karfif that's bigger than Beis Asayim, Shehukav Adira is Hukav Adira. But Nizra, Rubai, you planted it, Nizra, sees, let's say, Chitim, by Roivavit, Hareu Kegina of Osir. Now it becomes like a Gina and it's Osir because it's not called Hukav Adira anymore. Nita Rubav, if it has trees, Hareu Kechotzer Mutter. Then it's like a Chotzer and it is Mutter. If you plant, if it's even if you plant trees, it's mutter. Why? Because trees are considered dira. That's the riotous idea that trees are considered more dira than a zram. So tomorrow by two dots, meir kodma chavdal beis. Zokta gemara by the Mishnah says meir kodma koytis veinayz dam. It says that, like we just said, you can't plant trees within 25 amos of the city or harvest shikva within 50 amos of the city. But if the depends. If the city is first, then you cut it down without any money. If the Elon's first, you cut it down and you pay him. If the Elon's first, you cut it down and you pay him. I think I said it right. I'll say it one time. Elon's first, you cut it down and you pay him. And if the ear is first, then you cut it down without paying him. Now, Freit the Gemara, Maishto Gavi Bar, Diktani Koitis Venezin Damim. Why by Bar does it say that even when the tree is right, you cut it down and you pay him? And here you don't pay him. Why? By a bar, the tree was first. The tree was first. No, there the bar was first. The bar was first. The tree was first again. The tree was first. The tree was first. Says by bar, the tree is first. The tree is right. You cut it for nice and dumb. Wait a minute. By bar, the halacha is that if someone plants a tree and it's illegal, you kites it's v'nayis and damim. If the guy plants a tree and it's illegal, it's damim. By Elon, you don't pay for it. Yeah, you don't pay for it. Why by a city if the tree ain't v'nayis and damim? Is that right? By bar, tony kaitz is in damim. Maish tohach, tony kaitz is for eighty nois in damim. Amram kana. What's the lacha in the Mishnah? Ear kadma kaitz is in damim. The ear is first. which means that the tree was illegal. Kaitzev ein zdamim. Right, that's the halacha. When a tree is illegal, you're kaitzev ein zdamim. By a bar where the tree is illegal, you're kaitzev ein zdamim. That's the kasha. It's illegal to put a tree. The bar is first. The ear is first. The halacha is by an ear. The ear is first. A guy brings a tree. You cut it down. No money. By a bar, the bar is first. The guy brings a tree. You pay him. So what's the difference? That's the kasha. That even though the bar is in the right, he has to pay for it. When the city is in the right, he doesn't pay for it. He says, when it comes to a shutvis, a city, so just like we say by a pot, if you have a team making a pot, making a food, they're not going to do it right. Because each guy says this way, that way, and nothing gets done. So if the halacha was that the city had to pay for it, so then it'll never get cut down because no one's going to take care of paying for it, and the guy's going to keep his tree around. He's going to keep his tree around for a long time. I wouldn't want a tree to be kept around but next to the city. Bishlam, if it's the yachid, he wants it down, he'll pay for it. But here, he's not going to pay for it. Zokti Gemara, my kusha, I don't have the kasha. What if the conference is terrorist? I'm not, what's the kasha? Dilma, shani hazeke d'rabim hazeke d'yachid. I'll tell you the difference is. Because by hazeke d'rabim, the Elon gets cut down. He's disturbing a bunch of people. So he puts a tree here illegally, we cut it down out of money. Mashenke by yachid, we feel bad for, he did it in his own shows, in his own property. So we feel bad for him, and we were mechayiv him to lose money on the deal. The Mar-Taritz is that by bar with there, he only hurt one yachid, and it really was his own rishos. So then we feel bad for him, make a pay for it. But by a tzibur, not. So what's the kasha? That wasn't a kasha.
So, kind of the kasha?
What?
No.
The Gemara's kasha, my shno. Rav Kana was a teretz. The Gemara says, what's the kasha? What's the kasha in the first place?
The original question.
Yes. That was a real question, right? The real question was, why by a yachid you have to pay for it, and by a tzibur you don't have to pay for it? Teretz says, you know why? Because a yachid is only disturbing one person. Eli itma, the Rav Kana is safe itma. Rav Kana is going on the sefer. Ima ilon koidim koitz v'zadamim. It's going on the sefer. It says by the city, if the ilon is first, no matter what, you cut it down. Even if the ilon is first, you cut it down, but you pay for it. It's mashma. What you do first is you cut it down, then you pay for it. V'leima lahu, let him say halvli b'reish. Give me money first. V'ha day, because then I'll knock it down. Then I'll cut it down. Give me money first. Then I'll cut it down. There, we don't want to do that. Because if you have to pay first and then cut it down, the tree will last forever because no one's going to want to pay for it. No, everyone says, you pay for it, I pay for it, let's collect it. It's never going to happen. And therefore we say, cut it down first and go to Bezdin and collect it. Now, Taisha speaks out that the halacha is also by the case of the bar, if you did it, if there the halacha is that also your kaitzitz v'nois and damim. So why don't we ask, give the damim first? Teretz is, because there's a case where the guy did it illegally there, in that case. The case of nois and damim by bar was where the Elon did it illegally. So there, it's possible you tell him first, kites and damim. It wasn't kasha. It's only over here that really he was right. He was first. And we're saying kites and damim, so we say, you should give him money first. And that's the Gemara's answer. If you have to give money first, it'll never happen because kederi be'shutvi lechami lekri. That's what Teretz speaks out, the Ramas of Olema. Zog Gemara Vaita. Suffolk zek koydim, suffolk zek koydim, koydim v'nei zedamim. So now by bar, what's the halacha by a suffolk by a bar? By a bar, if it's a suffolk, who is first? What's the halacha? You don't cut it down. You don't cut it down. But here, if it's a suffolk, you cut it down. No matter what, you cut it down. So the question is, what's the difference? Ma'ishtom a bar, the umra, lo yikaitz by a suffolk. And here you do say that you cut by a suffolk. My answer is partial tarots. Hosom. There, it's not for sure getting cut down, because on the tzad, the Elon was first, you don't cut it down. If the bar was first, you cut it down, you pay money, buy a bar. But on the tzad, the Elon was first, you don't cut it down at all. So therefore, Masafik, you don't cut it down. But if you get by an ear, by a city, no matter what, you cut it down. The only shayla is, do you pay money for it? So that's the vad lemekets koi, you speak and not me relay koits. If it's because of money, I mean, like, I see raya, girl, bring a raya and you'll get the money. Ad kan the sugya of the koitz and machikin seilon. Zok mishvaita machikin as a goyren kavua and the ir chavish mamba. If you have a goyren kavua is a place where you thresh the wheat and you separate the bran from the wheat. It's called a goyren. The silo is a place where you do the dosh and the zayra. So halacha is, you should not put that near the city. You have to go 50 yards away from the city. Why? Because the brand flies into the city, so you need 50 amas space. Even making a mill of your own property, make sure it's 50 amas from every border, every property line, in order it shouldn't go into other people's stuff. You have to mark it from the natias of your friend, from his plowed fields, enough that's not mazik, which sounds like less of a shear than 50 amas. As long as it won't be mazik, you can mark it that way. The Gemara doesn't ask right away. So the Gemara, Maestro, Reish, the Maestro, Sefer. Why does Reish say 50 amas? And the Sefer says, Bekadesh lo yazik. On my Abaya, Sefer, Osan, Le Geirin, She'ina Kavua. The Sefer is talking about a Geirin, it's not Kavua. What's Hechadav Geirin, She'ina Kavua? What's a Geirin, a threshing place that's not Kavua? You're not Zoyra. You don't do winnowing with a rachas. Rachas is a type of hoe, a type of rake that you do the winnowing with. So when you do the winnowing with this stick, with this hoe, with this rake, pitchfork, everything goes flying all over the place, very far. When you do it by hand, it's much less space, and therefore you're only naked Eshel Yazik. That's the first teretz. Rav Yitzchak of Ashyama, it's not a stira. Why do you have 50 amas away? Kadesh lo yazik. Not a new shear. Kadesh lo yazik is the reason why you owe 50 amas away. Meisvei, let me ask you a kasha from a brayso. Marchikin garen kavu mani erchem yishvama. You marchik a garen kavu from the city 50 amas. So kashem shvichim le erchem yishvama. Kach marchikab. You also marchik now from the city from Deluyav, from someone's gourd patch, umekeshua from his cucumber patch, umetiyosav from his saplings, umenira from his plowed fields. Shalchaver erchem yishvama. Kadesh lo yazik. 50 amas. Kadesh lo yazik. So bishul Rav Ashi nicha. It says 50 amas. Kadesh lo yazik. So it's good for Rav Ashi because all matam. El Abaya Kasha, Fi Abaya Tshver. Abaya says that Kadesh Liyazik is a smaller shear. Here it says Chemish Mama. Are you going to ask me, I'll push the Teretz on Abaya. You know what Teretz is? This price is talking about Ger and Kavua. That's why you need 50 Amos. What's the Kasha? We said that the more I answered, Abaya answered that the safe was talking about Ger and Che'ed Kavua. This price is talking about Ger and Kavua with a pitchfork. So on that, So the Gemara answers Kasha over here. Where's that Pshat? So I'm not telling you Pshat. Why is it that Pshat? So Zok Toisvis, that once the Brisa says you could put together Chamish Shemama Kadesh Lo Yazik, you have no Hechruch anymore to say our Mishnah means something else. And that's the Kasha. So probably our Mishnah Kadesh Lo Yazik also means 50 Amas. And that's the Kasha on Abaya, that it could be 50 Amas Kadesh Lo Yazik, and therefore we slugged our Abaya's Pshat. Now the Gemara wants to know, because the dust goes, it goes into the vegetable and ruins it. What could be wrong with the bran and the dust flying into someone's plowed field? What could be wrong already? It makes it into galal, which is zevel, which is fertilizer, and too much fertilizer is not a good thing. Too feel ice cream is not good also. Too much gall is not good. Look at the top place. It says, Alpha gal the gall mashbiach karka kishikula gall mazik. There's too much ice cream, it's mazik. That's what happens. Too much fertilizer is no good. And that's why it's no good for the niroi. It's no good for the plowed fields. And that's the reason why you have to be markik 50 amas.